Swanton Village officials are gearing up to renovate an old dam across the Missisquoi River and make it a hydroelectric facility, but environmental groups say the dam is threatening the downstream environment and it should be removed. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
The problems are most noticeable when flows are low in the Missisquoi River.
There's a leak in the dam, so when the flows get low, the water gets diverted and sections downstream literally dry out.
That's James Ellers, the executive director of Lake Champlain International. He says the village of Swanton hasn't done enough to address the problems with the dam, and it should be removed. But Swanton Village manager Reg Bellevue says the village has other plans. Officials have already signed a contract with the North Bennington Company to renovate the dam as a hydroelectric power facility, and that's not all.
We would like to make that facility into a learning center, so we could work with area schools and colleges to show true renewable hydro, and then also probably put a small solar panel and a small wind turbine that captures river currents that generate wind.
Bellevue also voiced frustration at efforts by environmental activists to bring media attention to the issue.
So it seems that they're more interested in tearing it down and pointing the fingers rather than working with us to help do the repair that they're concerned with.
And it's true. Ellers Group does want to see the dam removed. But Ellers takes issue with the premise that critics are just pointing fingers. His group, Lake Champlain International, sent a letter to Swanton officials in 2010 asking to meet and talk about purchasing the dam from the village so it could be taken down.
They never even presented that letter to the public.
Bellevue says he doesn't remember the letter, but that he has a clear mandate to keep the dam based on a town vote years ago in which the majority said they'd like the dam to stay. Whatever happens to the dam, this issue isn't likely to fade away soon. The village's contractor is beginning the permitting process for the renovation project, and environmental groups will likely try to step in and stop it. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.